Hey, everyone. This is In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And this is episode 252 of our podcast. And we're studying Fighting the Good Fight of Faith, part three. How are you doing, Sister Marie, with this Fighting the Good Fight of Faith?
Took some, you know, studying or thinking about and looking for scriptures and all of that. And I'm just thankful because as long as we're saved and have the Holy Ghost, we have weapons, you know, so we can fight anything the devil wants to send our way. So we can start with that, like fighting the good fight of faith. But I think I told you last week when we did our last podcast that when I first thought about it, just when the thought first stuck in my mind about fighting the good fight of faith, and it reminded me, or it made me understand a little better what that meant. Because this is how I thought about it. I thought about you have I lost my thought there real quickly. Fighting the good fight. Oh, that I knew the good fight was, you know, fighting the devil, you
right.
know,
spiritual warfare
and all right. of that. And I was thinking, okay, that's the good fight. And the way that we fight that is through understanding, you know, that or knowing that we have the weapons of our warfare,
right.
that we know how that is how we win. Over, we can't sing him away, or we can't, you know,
shout
yell
him away
or shout right. him away.
Right.
That that we have this, the Word of God is what we
exactly
are to use.
So yeah. So no wonder the Bible says in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, mm-hmm. and hearing by the Word of God.
Yeah.
So to fight the good fight of faith, you're right. I think we have to have those weapons that are mentioned in Ephesians, our warfare, the armor of God.
Right.
You know, I think that having those weapons, which is, you know, highlighted by the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Which is the Word of God. So let me ask you a question. Going back to the beginning, it's like, how would a person know that they're in a fight? You know what I mean? Like, there are some obvious ways, I'm sure, that someone may come to the conclusion that the enemy has struck me, or the enemy has, you know, did whatever he's trying to do.
Right.
But then there are some that may not recognize that. Do you think, I'll put it that way, that there are some who do not recognize that it's an attack of the enemy and that they are in warfare?
Yeah, I think so. I think otherwise, why would Paul say over in Thessalonians that we are not ignorant of his devices?
Right.
I think the reason that he needed to say that, or that he said it, is to alert us that, hey, you need to be aware of when you're under attack.
Yeah.
You know, you need to be aware when there's an assault going on. And so I think we're supposed to know. We may not always know, but I think we're supposed to know when there's an assault. And I think that one of the ways to recognize it is that we are in some sort of trial, test, or tribulation that is causing us to be helpless
mm-hmm.
without the Lord's intervention. I think when we realize that there is nothing that we can do to talk ourselves out of, or work ourselves out of, or think ourselves out of a situation, we know that, hey, this only God can rescue me from this.
Right.
I think that's one way to know. And I think, you know, whenever we're in that situation, I think we need to look to the Lord.
So when we have an encumbrance or something going on in mm-hmm. our lives, understand that it's the devil. Usually, I mean, you don't go around saying it's the devil. You
right.
know, I'm not saying
right.
do that.
Right.
But it's like you become aware of who your enemy is. And
right.
then you realize that it's the importance, even deeper, the importance of the Word of God and our knowledge, you know, getting to know what's in the Word so that we can know how to fight strong, right?
I think so. I mean, when James wrote in James chapter 1, consider it all joy,
yeah.
my brother, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect results, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So I think that trials, tests, tribulations, those types of opportunities, I'll say.
Right, because he said count it all joy, right?
Count it all joy. They're for a purpose. Yeah. They're to perfect us. Yes. They're to make us complete.
Make us stronger, yeah.
Right.
And
right.
Another one of the scriptures, Hebrews 12:1-3, that part that says lay aside. Mm. When I really begin to think about that one, lay aside every sin and every encumbrance.
Right.
I'm thinking, so we have our armor on, then we can lay aside. We don't have to accept what the enemy is trying to throw at us, right?
Nor do we have to be defeated by
it.
You know, because he goes on to say in that verse 1 of Hebrews 12, that let us run with endurance the race that's set before us.
Yes.
You know, and that when we fix our eyes on Jesus, who's the author and the finisher, is what the King James Version says, the perfecter, is what it says in the NASB of our faith, that gives us hope. That's where our victory comes from.
And yeah, and we can, you know, our job is to know what the word is saying and to apply the word to every weapon of warfare.
Exactly.
But let me just say too, though, that once that happens, when you're in that state, you have to keep doing it. You have to keep fighting.
Right.
You can't just fight one time, say, devil, go away, and think he's going to do that. Sometimes it's just like, always, you continually remember what the word says, and you continually make it known that you know what the word says, and you're going to do what the word says, and then God brings deliverance. He brings peace too first,
right.
And then he can bring full deliverance at his will.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. Not, and he will, and he does.
And he does, okay.
And Lord, we thank you for that, and we ask you to bless this lesson, that it will be a blessing to those that hear it, to those that apply it, to those that learn it and live it. And we just ask that your word, as you says, does not return void.
Yes,
and
Lord,
we thank you in advance.
Yes,
in Jesus' name,
Jesus'
we ask.
Name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Mm.